This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. In Goa, at least 25 people, mostly staff members of a nightclub, and four tourists have been killed in Arpora after a massive fire late last night. The blaze was suspected to be triggered by a cylinder blast. Fire and emergency services and police teams rushed to the spot and brought the situation under control. Six persons have been injured. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, who visited the site, said most victims died due to suffocation and the club had been operating without mandatory fire safety compliance. He warned of strict action against those responsible, including officials who cleared permissions without proper checks. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda have expressed grief at the loss of lives in North Goa. The Prime Minister also spoke to Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant about the situation and said the state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. The Prime Minister has announced that an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees will be given to the next of kin of the deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The Prime Minister added that the injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued show cause notices to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers and accountable manager Isidro Porqueiras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit FDTL norms. The notice said large-scale operational failures indicated significant lapses in planning, oversight and resource management. The railways has started operating 89 special train services across multiple zones. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various development works worth over 1,500 crore rupees of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation today. These projects are related to housing, infrastructure and public amenity. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also be present during the day-long series of events. Indian astronaut and Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla today said that artificial intelligence has become integral to every sphere of progress. Addressing the Delhi AI Grind, India's first city-centric AI innovation engine in New Delhi, Mr. Shukla highlighted that AI is engraved in each and every aspect and it is a tool to accomplish things and is being utilized extensively. He added, these are the areas where we need to focus and to accomplish the dream of Vikasit Bharat 2047. India and the United States have strongly condemned terrorism in all forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Both countries renewed their commitment to work together against terrorism at the global level, including in the UN, the Quad and the Financial Action Task Force, during two key meetings on the 3rd of this month. These were the 21st India-US Joint Working Group on Counterterrorism and the 7th Designations Dialogue. Both the countries strongly condemned recent terror attacks in India and stressed that the perpetrators must be held accountable. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh saluted the valour and sacrifices of Indian Armed Forces on the occasion of Armed Forces Flag Day today. In a social media post, Prime Minister said that their discipline, resolve and indomitable spirit safeguard the people and strengthen the nation. He added that their commitment stands as a powerful example of duty, discipline and devotion. On this occasion, Mr. Modi also encouraged everyone to contribute to the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund. In South Africa, a mass shooting at an unlicensed bar left 11 people dead, including children. Another 14 people were wounded, police said yesterday, in South African city of Pretoria. And that is the end of this news bulletin.